Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. My name is Erin, and I have with me over the phone Dr. Julia Parrish with the COAST program, and she is here with me to talk about the Coastal Observation and Seabird Survey team's upcoming free training session for citizens interested in joining the Coast Beached Birds Survey Program. Hi, Julia. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me a little bit about your work and what COAST is?
Absolutely. So COAST, as you mentioned, is a citizen science program. And what that means is that we scientists, people like me, work directly with hundreds and hundreds of people who live in coastal communities, all up and down the West Coast from Northern California up through the Gulf of Alaska and actually hopping over the Aleutians into the Bering and the Chukchi. And what we do is ask people to come get trained and sign up to monitor a particular beach on a monthly or more frequent basis. In the Beach Bird Program, people are actually looking for birds that have washed in on the tide. And when they find them, they're using our materials to identify them and help us figure out how they died. And that information, all together over hundreds and hundreds of sites throughout Alaska and the lower 48, allows us to basically paint a picture of the health of the marine environment.
And a little bit more about this upcoming training. So it's about 6 hours. What can participants expect to take from it?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It starts at noon, and it's at the Sitka Sound Science Center. And basically anybody who regularly walks the beach or wants to walk the beach has a connection to the outdoor environment should show up. You don't need to be a birder. You certainly don't need to be a scientist or feel that you have to have a particular expertise. You just have to have a love of place and the outdoors and nature. And what you'll do is learn how to actually search a beach. So it's a little more like CSI and a little less like taking a walk on the beach with your partner or your family or a coworker. And also, we'll go through how to identify birds. So one of the really fun things about being in COAST is you get to use our field guide to dead birds. It's probably the only one you'll ever see, over 90 color photographs of beach birds in that guide. And I can absolutely guarantee that even if you don't know anything about birds, by the time you leave that training, you will be about 75-80% accurate at identifying birds to species just from what you've learned in that single training.
And I would love to hear a little bit more about the role citizens have or citizen scientists have played in research in the past. I know there was there have been some articles that have come out in the Seattle Times about the massive die-off of the Cassin's auklet. How did people help researchers there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, you know, like anybody, as a scientist at the University of Washington, I can only be in one place at a time. And even if I had my students my postdocs out on the beach collecting information, we'd only be able to see a very, very small slice of the coastal environment. And so what citizen science does is gives us eyes and ears all up and down the coast. So people who live very, very close to the beach, close to the coastal environment, and also who know it well, it's your backyard, it's your place, are collecting information for us, and we're just collating it and analyzing it into a larger, bigger story. So an example of that is what you mentioned, the die-off of Cassin's auklets. That's the story that appeared in the Seattle Times recently. And that event We were able to tell from the data that was collected by actually hundreds of people and across the U.S.-Canadian border in that particular case, we were able to sort of estimate how many birds may have lost their lives in that event, and that's upwards of 500,000 birds. So a huge, huge number, a tremendously large number. And beyond that, we were also able to tell why. So we were able to solve the mystery of that mortality event, and we could tie that mortality event directly back to the warming of the North Pacific Ocean that many people still refer to as the blob.
And could we presumably expect that Sitkins, who participate in this training, could have a similar role in future research?
Definitely. You know, in normal times in Southeast, I wouldn't say that the beaches are littered with dead birds. And that's actually a really good thing, right? I mean, although in a somewhat paradoxical way, it's actually really interesting when you find a carcass. You can actually tell a lot about how that bird made its life by its morphology. You can help us play CSI and figure out how it died. And that contributes to the conservation of the system, but also it gives everybody more knowledge about ecology and natural history of the system. What we can say is when the ocean warmed, that really massively changed the ecosystem. Just a few degrees of change of that water mass caused new organisms to come into the system, caused organisms, little copepods and shrimp-like organisms called krill, to not be so happy there anymore. They left, their populations declined, and that actually took primary food sources away from birds and marine mammals. And so it really changed the system, and we're still seeing some of that happening up in the Chukchi and the Arctic today, even as I speak to you. So getting people out and involved and getting that data to us allows us to put that story together. I mean, literally, this is amazing to think about. If we didn't have all of those people out there collecting data, we may not even know that these large mortality events are happening. So local people being observant about their natural environment really, really makes a difference in science and resource management.
Julia, I think, unfortunately, we are out of time this morning. But thank you so much for taking this call this morning and giving us a little bit of information about this upcoming training.
Erin, thanks for having me, and I really hope to see folks out there on Sunday, July 1st at noon at Sitka Sound Science Center.
If you are just tuning in, my guest on the line is Dr. Julia Parrish with the COAST program, and we spoke about the upcoming training involving training participants to walk beaches and collect data on beached birds. And you can listen to this interview by going to our website, kcaw.org.